Good morning, Gospel Blues lovers, and welcome to this week's episode of the Gospel Blues Hour. I am your host, Brother Bill. Thank you for joining us today for an hour of some of the best gospel blues and gospel blues rock from around the planet. Now, I want to start off the show today with a thank you. I know that there's been prayer warriors from around the world looking out for me, knowing that I had another heart procedure done just after Christmas on the 27th. Everything seems to be going good. It's just going to take some time to get back to, as close to normal as I can be. And we're working on that. We've actually eliminated some of the former medications I was on, and we're just watching to see what happens. Should get to go back to work in another week or so. But for right now, it's time for the Gospel Blues Hour. But before we can get to any of the music, we have to go through our legal stuff. And our legal stuff says this: if you've come here looking for any of that "Come Lay Your Head on the Shoulder of Perfect Hair Jesus" music, you're in the wrong place. You want Alan Stratt screaming Les Pauls and some down-home acoustic? We can help you with that. So, what I want to tell you first, the very first song that we have today is a band making their debut on the Gospel Blues Hour. This is courtesy from Branson Gospel Radio, one of the stations that carries the Gospel Blues Hour, actually sent me this song, recommended me this for the show. We're going to kick off the second hour with another new one from the CD we got right before my surgery from the Honorable Reverend Sleepy Ray. But for right now, let's get going with the new music. We're going to kick off the show today with the R&B Jesus Band with "Jesus is the Bullet in Your Gospel Gun." for my favorite words in one title, Jesus, Bullet, Gospel, and Gun. Again, that was the R&B, that's R, N as in Nancy, B as in Boy, R&B Jesus Band, with Jesus as the Bullet and your Gospel Gun. Next up for you, I've got Tim Crayhart Blues Band with Devil's Fool No More.
I know, because the Bible tell me so. I'm gonna thank the Lord, and I ain't gonna be devil's fool no more. Chains, I was on my knees. Jesus bust me out and he set me free. I'm gonna thank the Lord, 'cause I ain't gonna be devil's fool no more. 'Cause I ain't gonna be devil's fool no more.
Amen. I think it's time to give you your first music trinity of the day. Three in a row. We're going to kick it off with Steve Potter.
Written down for me. Holy Spirit, Holy God, Holy Spirit, Holy God, Jesus Christ is God, the Spirit reigns in me. Down for me. things that are wrong, and I don't do those things that are right. Sometimes I do those things so wrong that my fears keep me up all the night. But fear is the darkness, love is the light. People standing around with teardrops in their eyes.
Little old me gets to ride.
Welcome back, my brothers and sisters. We started off that music trinity with Steve Potter and I Believe. Next up for you, we had the Full Gospel Boogie Band with Love is the Light. Closing it out with Eddie B and Ride with the King. Next up for you, I've got Raging Grace with Strength.
Strength for these passing days.
All right, I got time for one more, and we're going to have to take our first break of the day. Here is K.O. Williams and Rebel Soul with Now That You're a Christian, and we'll be back in a few.
The devil and his army are after you and me. You can run to the mountains, hook it down in a hole. If you're not ready, shoot a missile in your soul. And now that you're a Christian, the battle's just begun. You gotta arm yourself by reading God's word. The battle started in the Garden of Eden when Satan said, hey girl, what you eating? Then eat some more. That's the beginning of an all-out war. Anything. Put on the armor of God, hold up the shield of faith, stand firm in the truth and tell it hates us from the face. He said, now that you're a Christian, the battle just begun. You gotta arm yourself by reading God's word. Well, the battle started in the Garden of Eden when Satan said, hey woman, what you eating? That was beginning of an all-out war.